Oh, a new year means a start for second chances and new opportunities. 2012 excluded, that is. As soon as the ball dropped Saturday night, almost 40,000 new laws kicked in nationwide, majority of which either violate your civil liberties or are just plain ridiculous. Here to break down these crazy new laws is Catherine Mangu Ward, managing editor of Reason Magazine. Yeah, Catherine, first of all, welcome here, but you must be pulling your hair out looking at these things year after year and trying to ascertain the crazy thinking that lies behind some of these laws as governments, state, federal, and local, try to regulate more and more of our personal choices.
You know, with 40,000 new laws kicking in on New Year's, it's a miracle I have any hair left at all, Judge.
All right. So let's look at some of these. California wants to make it illegal to possess shark fins. Isn't that a delicacy, and isn't there a market for it? And what does the state of California care about shark fins?
This is a great example of a law that is made completely irrelevant by other better pre-existing laws. So it's already illegal to hunt sharks under various circumstances, but if you have a legal shark fin, you should be able to have a legal shark fin. Not so in California anymore.
All right. Now, I understand that some states have already made it illegal, certainly in New Jersey where I live, in New York where I work, to use a cell phone while you're driving. Is it true that the state of Nevada has made it illegal to use certain hands-free cell phones, like the ones that clip around your ear while you're driving?
There's actually a huge national push, including this new law in Nevada, to limit the use of phones in cars. This is a proud tradition of stupid laws that goes back decades. In fact, all the way back to when radios were first put into cars and a bunch of laws to ban the fiddling of radio knobs were proposed and sometimes passed.
Well, I can understand banning handheld cell phones. I have civil liberties concerns with it, but I can understand the argument behind it. I can't understand the argument behind prohibiting people from using a hands-free cell phone. Are they going to prohibit you from speaking to your spouse? Are they going to prohibit you from admonishing your children in the back seat? Are they, as you just pointed out, going to prohibit you from changing the radio station?
Well, this is actually a great example also of how these kinds of laws can wind up infringing on civil liberties in much more serious ways. If you're just sitting in your car talking, a cop could pull you over and say, hey, I thought he might have been using a hands-free cell phone. And
right.
Then, you know, they search your car and whatever they find is fair game, right?
Oh, let me ask you this, Catherine. Do these laws that prohibit hands-free cell phones also apply to the police, to the government, or do they just apply to the rest of us?
You know, it's funny how the government often writes in exceptions for itself in these laws.
All right. Clearly, that's one of them. Have any states banned happy hours, which prohibits bars from lowering their prices for alcohol at a certain time of day, interfering with the laws of supply and demand?
You know, Utah has a long, proud history of bizarre restrictions on alcohol. And I think as of January 1st, happy hours are out in Utah.
If you and I live in Nevada and I'm not having a good day and I want to come over to your house and listen to some music because you call yourself a music therapist, would that be against the law in the state of Nevada as of last Sunday morning?
Why, as a matter of fact, I believe it would, sir. What we have in Nevada and, again, in so many other states are completely unconstitutional restrictions on people's ability to practice their chosen profession, including music therapy, including cosmetology, hairdressing, flower arranging. The list goes on and on.
Got it. Well, you'll be watching these things for us. Maybe the courts will strike them down. Maybe the populace will rise up against them. Always a pleasure to have you here, Catherine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.